I still remember the first Sunday after the church split. The sanctuary was unusually quiet, though the pews still held the warmth of recent gatherings. Where voices once rose in unified praise, only silence lingered, heavy, unsettled. Some sat in their usual places, eyes lowered. Others drifted toward the back, unsure of where they now belonged. The room felt thick, not with the spirit, but with grief and confusion. That morning, I stood behind the pulpit, Bible in my trembling hands. My father had entrusted me with the church before his passing. It should have been a sacred honor. Instead, it sparked a storm. My mother, who had prayed and preached in that sanctuary for decades, believed the mantle should have fallen to her. She left, and many followed. Family, longtime members, spiritual sons and daughters. I wasn't just preaching to a smaller crowd. I was facing the fragmented remains of a spiritual body I had grown up in. Though I knew God had called me, I couldn't shake the feeling that I had failed them all. A whisper from the Spirit. That Sunday, as I stood silently at the pulpit, the Spirit whispered words I will never forget. You are not the cornerstone, I am. That truth pierced the weight I was carrying. I had been trying to hold the church together with perfect sermons, strategic leadership, and sheer willpower. But this was never mine. Not my father's, not my mother's. If the church wasn't built on Jesus, it would never stand. Peter said it plainly in Acts 4:11. This Jesus is the stone that was rejected by you, the builders, which has become the cornerstone. That verse hits differently when you've witnessed rejection firsthand, not of doctrine, but of Christ's Spirit. When leaders trade humility for hierarchy and churches choose control over compassion, the wounds run deep. Jesus was never embraced by religious systems. He didn't seek their permission. While they built temples, he flipped tables. While they fought for titles, he knelt to wash feet. They wanted a Messiah who would reinforce their traditions, but Jesus called them to leave those traditions behind. Where religion builds walls, Jesus tears them down. Ephesians 2:14 says, He has broken down in His flesh the dividing wall of hostility. When religion demands control, Jesus offers freedom. He wasn't rejected because He was wrong. He was rejected because He was a threat. And tragically, we've kept building on that same foundation of pride and performance ever since. Building on the wrong foundation. How many churches today are built more on charisma than on Christ? On branding more than the Bible? We promote pastors like celebrities, count attendance instead of transformation, and pledge loyalty to denominations over devotion to Jesus. Many who walk away from church today aren't rejecting God. They're rejecting a distorted version of Him, a religion that bears His name but not His heart, a building full of people yet empty of His Spirit, a pulpit that shouts holiness but barely whispers grace. And still, Jesus is not intimidated by fractured churches or divided sanctuaries. He is still calling us back, back to the cornerstone. How the early church got it right. What I experienced personally, the church has experienced historically. When the Spirit fell at Pentecost, there were no denominations, no stage lights, no platforms or streaming services, just broken people, ignited by the Holy Spirit, following Jesus wherever He led. The early church had no cathedrals or clout. They met in house churches, shared meals, and showed sacrificial love. They were united, not by uniformity, but by the Spirit. Their boldness came from their belief. Like David before Goliath, they faced danger without armor. Their courage didn't come from institutional approval, but from knowing the God who had delivered them before. Like Daniel in the lion's den, they stood firm when the world tried to silence them. But that unity didn't last. By the time of Constantine, the church became a tool of empire. Structures replaced spirit. Creeds replaced relationship. The church became an institution rather than a movement.